Friday morning, we do our show from the Lopez Islander Resort. We get out there with San Juan Airlines, and we're giving away a May fly away to the Lopez Islander Resort with San Juan Airlines. If you want to win that, then you email us here, the Brad and John Show, bradandjohn@kism.com, and fill in the blank. We had a guy in our neighborhood who had one of these. Now, it's got to be something strange, something like the guy, the knucklehead winner yesterday, who had a helicopter in his backyard and flew it in and out 50 times. He was not licensed to do this.
You say someone has a gold mine?
Well, Ken. Ken does not. I think Ken lived next door to a guy who had a gold mine, an actual gold mine in his living room. Ken, where was this and when was this?
Back in the late 80s, I was in Nome, Alaska for a while. And every day going to work, we'd walk by this guy's house, and he was sitting out front on the front porch, and he'd have, I don't know, half a dozen or more cases of beer stacked up next to the door, and he'd be sitting there panning gold, drinking beer all day long. So, of course, we got to chat him up and see if he's finding any gold, and sure enough, he's finding a fair amount of gold. So we ask him where he's getting it, and he nods inside in the house, and we're like, okay, what? And so he lets us look in his house, and sure enough, he'd torn up his floorboards in his living room, and he'd had already dug like a 6-foot hole in his living room. You had to get into the rest of the house, you had to skirt along inside the wall of the living room on the remaining floorboards to get into like the bedroom and the bathroom. And every day we'd walk by, and sure enough, he'd still be sitting out there with a fresh bucket of dirt, a case or two of beer, and he'd be panning gold.
Now, was this guy insane, or was this actual gold digging up?
He was picking up. He was making cash.
Really?
He found a fair amount of gold every day. Yeah,
smelting gold right there in the front yard.
The Nome is full of gold. Everywhere you walk on the beach and stuff, there's high bankers set up, and you know they've got all the shows on TV now about Nome gold and stuff. But yeah, he found a way. He didn't need to go make a claim anywhere. He just tore up his floor and
working
digging.
Rain or shine, right in my living room.
Yeah, the kicker to the story is it was a rental, as it turns out.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I don't know, but yeah.
Were you in a rental, or were you? Did you?
No, I was in the military.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. So it's that plentiful over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nome is extremely rich in gold. And, you know, it's not real large nugget-type gold or anything like that. It's smaller stuff, but, you know, the guy, he just sat there all day and just worked it. Yeah, and nowadays, you know, with prices of gold, I mean, he was probably making, I don't know, pushing $1,000 a day, I'll bet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
In his living room.
Yeah, you know, it definitely covered his beer bill, even though beer, now let me tell you, Nome, Alaska, beer is not cheap.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet by the time they get it out there.
Yeah.
What a catch he is for women, too. Oh, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure they love that.
Come watch. Just watch your step.
Yeah, well, yeah, watch your step, but come on over. There's I got gold in the living room.
Yeah.
So. All right, Ken, that's a great story. Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Now, that's exactly what we're looking for right there. That is something weird.
My next-door neighbor's got a gold mine in his living room.
We had a guy in our neighborhood who had one of these, and Ken's was a gold mine.
And Bart says, growing up, my grandpa had emus in the backyard. He had 14 or 15 emus, and he raised them for meat. Actually tasted pretty good. When they were babies, we used to run around in the basement with them. But you couldn't wear anything shiny like a watch or earrings, or they would peck at it. It was funny when they'd even peck at the girls' barrettes in their hair. Anything kind of shiny, they'd get. I mean, those things, they gotta.
Yeah, I don't know how unusual emus would be around here, because we do see them from time to time. But I didn't know that they were raised for meat. I thought it was like the emu fur or whatever. That they were.
No.
What, is it
I thought maybe more for like eggs or something, but yeah.
Not fur. What am I talking about?
Like the down or the feathers?
Yeah, the feathers. Yeah. Feathers, I thought. It was the emu feathers. But it's for meat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I guess that is kind of weird. Emus.
I mean, it depends on where you are.
Right.
If you're downtown Bellingham, that's a little weird.
If you're in a conventional, suburban neighborhood, it would be kind of weird.
The Linwood emus, yeah. You know.
That would be kind of strange to see.
Craig had a neighbor with something bizarre in Vancouver.
I had a thing called an ocelot.
it's an exotic cat.
An exotic cat about the size of a bobcat.
Can you own those?
No, you can't. That was the funniest thing. And it was in West Vancouver up here in BC.
Oh, not South America. I gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. And the thing would actually get out, and the lady that owned it would have to come out and get it as it was hunting either one of us kids. I mean, I was, probably 8, 9, 10 sometime, and, somewhere about that age at that time. So it'd be hunting us or our pets. And it finally got out one day when we were playing kick the can, and one of my friends was hiding behind a tree, and it actually jumped out from behind the tree and bit him in the cheek and took like 3/4 of his cheek out.
Took some of his face.
And
off.
How big are these things?
About like a bobcat, maybe a little bit smaller than a bobcat.
Okay.
But they've got that great marking, almost like kind of like a jaguar or something. I know what you're talking about.
They're beautiful looking cat, like unbelievably beautiful looking. But so my friend with this, 3/4 of his cheek missing, they had to find material somewhere, so they took a little bit of his butt cheek to make his real cheek, and so from then on he was known as butt face.
Yeah. they had to skin graft his face with a little bit of his butt cheek.
Yep.
So was that the end of the ocelot in the backyard?
Yeah, that she was forced to get rid of it at that point in time. But
all right. Kinda, yeah, that's bizarre.
Kind of
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, usually lawyers intervene at that point, and I would think the surgery was paid for by the ocelot owner. Thank you.
All right, Craig. Got your email. You're in.
Here's another weird animal one from Vancouver, Brad. This comes to us from Heather. Hey, Brad and John, when I was growing up in Vancouver, we had a neighbor who had a German Shepherd that would travel around the neighborhood with a little monkey on his back. This was very entertaining.
Here comes the dog riding the monkey.
Brad and
the
John.
The monkey riding the dog.
Brad and John at KISM.com. Something in the backyard, something in the garage, in the house, just something weird that the neighbor had.